Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies around the mid-50s. And Thursday and Friday will continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Yields across the Corn Belt are good, better than average, in fact, in many states. Now, Iowa is the one glaring exception, and while its yield is off, Todd Gleason reports it's not off by all that much.
USDA in the September crop production report projected Iowa's corn yield at 191 bushels to the acre. That number will be updated Friday of this week. Now, last week, the agricultural economist at the University of Illinois compared the September corn yield figures for the Corn Belt to their 2020 trend yields calculated by using 40 years of data from 1980 to 2019. Illinois' Gary Schnitke has some of the numbers.
Iowa is having a below trend year, and everybody else is having an above trend year. To give you a feel for that, Illinois is projected to have a 203 bushel yield this year by USDA. That happens to be 12 bushels above trend. Our yield we would expect to be 191 bushels per acre. That's a trend yield for this state, so we're 12 bushels above it this year. And most states around us are above trend. Indiana, 13 bushels above trend. Wisconsin, 12 bushels. The exception being Iowa, which is 4 bushels below trend.
Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska are the top 3 corn-producing states in the U.S. Nebraska's corn yield is right at the trend line. Minnesota is the number 4 state, and its yield is projected to be 15 bushels an acre better than trend. Indiana, again, 13 bushels better than trend, rounds out the top 5. Now, while Iowa is the number 1 corn state, the 4 bushel below trend average is not enough to pull the national corn yield average below the calculated trend line, says Gary Schnitke. The September crop production report put the national corn yield at 178.5 bushels to the acre. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Good America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Governor Laura Kelly in the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is set to do additional COVID-19 testing across the state of Kansas. And she says those additional tests will be targeted around the rural communities and where we see a spike in COVID-19 cases in the communities.
Well, we know that we're going to target, you know, our high-risk areas. We'll start with schools. Schools are open and we've got kids and staff going in those. So we will be doing schools. We'll be adding on to what the nursing homes have already been able to do, given that they did get some equipment. And we're working to make sure that they've got supplies that they need to run those tests. And then we'll take these into our prisons also.
In other news, a 47-year-old woman from Los Angeles has been sentenced to 18 months in federal prison after she admitted that she drove 60 pounds of methamphetamine through the state of Kansas. Gag News reports that Maria Alvarez Brinrosto pleaded guilty in January in federal court to one count of possession with intent to distribute meth. She admitted that she was taking drugs to a dealer to sell, according to the agreement. Good America Network News.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Don't miss the Chisholm Trail Gun Show, one of Wichita's and Kansas' oldest and most popular gun shows. And it takes place Saturday and Sunday, October 10th and 11th at Hartman Arena in Park City. Doors open at 9 o'clock both days. The Chisholm Trail Antique Gun Association's October show is one show you won't want to miss. Table after table of guns, hunting supplies, ammunition and shooting supplies, buying, selling, and trading. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show, October 10th and 11th at Hartman Arena. All COVID-related Sedgwick County health advisories will be adhered to.
Kansas is replacing a private contractor that inspired years of complaints about backlogs and other problems in its handling of applications for the state's Medicaid health coverage for the needy. The Kansas City Star reports that the state's Department of Health and Environment in August signed a six-year contract worth nearly $135 million with New Jersey-based company Conduit to handle Medicaid applications starting next year. Conduit will replace Maximus, based out of Washington, D.C. The state hired Maximus back in 2016, hoping to make processing Medicaid applications more efficient and less costly. The company instead received poor marks for its processing and customer service call center. And charities are stepping up to help local officials run elections nationwide, including in Kansas, during the coronavirus pandemic. The Wichita Eagle reports that Sedgwick County, the state's second most populous county, has received more than $816,000 in grants from nonprofit Center for Tech and Civic Life to boost the county's efforts towards a safe and efficient November election. The money is part of the donations from Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, after he donated to two organizations. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Some of the biggest conservative names in Nebraska politics are lining up against ballot measures to legalize casinos, which they argue would fuel an increase in gambling addictions and related social problems. Opponents of the legalization measure include Republican Governor Pete Ricketts, former Governor Kay Orr, and U.S. Representative Tom Osborne, a former Nebraska football coach. Voters will decide next month whether to allow casinos at state-licensed racetracks in Omaha, Lincoln, Grand Island, Columbus, and South Sioux City. In-person early voting for the general election got underway yesterday. The number of deaths from coronavirus in the state has now topped 500 in Nebraska, and more people were hospitalized with the virus over the weekend than ever before. The state reported 4 new deaths and 404 new cases of coronavirus on Sunday to give Nebraska 501 deaths and close to 48,000 cases since the pandemic began. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 220464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not yet qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Local businesses or nonprofits that may have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic are encouraged to apply for Sparks grant assistance through county economic development organizations. Rent, utilities, mortgage, and inventory losses may all be considered, with direct aid available. In Marshall County, contact Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth. Applications due by the end of October. In Washington County, contact John Bruna with Washington County Economic Partnership. Applications due by October 15th. A fire Saturday in Gage County involved hay bales south of Wymore at South 23rd and East Spruce Road. Shortly after noon, a farmer checking cattle noticed the fire and called authorities, who later called in the Nebraska Fire Marshal's office to continue the investigation. Bales lost were valued at $3,200, and some adjacent pasture was burned. Homecoming was Friday at Valley Heights High School, as Emma Torber was crowned queen and Jake Youngeberg king. At Hanover High School, Kara Bruno was homecoming queen and Jacob Juniman king. Washington County will return to Class 2A from 1A status for sports next season through the Kansas State High School Activities Association. They are among 18 Kansas school districts that will change classifications based on enrollment, six of those moving up or down into Class 2A. At 107 students, Washington County will be the third smallest enrollment in the class. Concordia will move from 4A to 3A. Guardrail work on U.S. 36 in Marshall County began this week, completion expected at the end of November, weather permitting. Work is scheduled to begin this week on a waterline project in the city of Washington. The construction downtown is expected to have limited impact on traffic and business operations. Blue Valley Technologies Friday announced COVID-19-related changes to their current day-to-day operations. Due to the number of employees currently impacted by COVID-19, the decision was made to close the front lobby, cease all in-home installations and repairs, and suspend on-site computer repair services effective immediately. Blue Valley will continue to assist customers via telephone, email, messenger, and FaceTime when applicable. Blue Valley Technologies hopes to resume normal operations soon. Lavon Germeroth, age 76, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Hermansburg Emanuel Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Lavon Germeroth. Richard H. Harve Hawley, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m., at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation noon until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Richard Harve Hawley. Luann Ovitt, age 65, of Liberty, passed away Thursday. No viewing or services at this time. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge for Luann Hoffett.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here are your junior garlic butter bacon burgers. Have a supersonic day.
That garlic butter is something else. It's like the garlic butter showed up to the party first, and he called the bacon and was like, dude, you got to get down here. And then the bacon showed up, and now everybody's having a good time.
The junior garlic butter bacon burger is back for a limited time, all for $2.99. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. Limited time only at participating locations. Mobile ordering available only at select locations. Trademark and copyright 2020 America's Drive-In Brand Properties, LLC.
A leading moderate voice. A free-thinking, sensible centrist. Words you don't typically hear in today's politics. But it's how leading newspapers describe Dr. Barbara Beaulieu. Because there's nothing typical about her. Dr. Beaulieu didn't come from politics. She worked years in the operating room. And she first got into public service to simply make health care more affordable. She's leading the fight in Topeka to keep rural hospitals open and end surprise medical billing. A doctor driven by common sense and facts, not party politics and spin. And right now, with this pandemic, that's exactly what we need in Washington. It's why over 80 Republican officials have crossed over to endorse her campaign for U.S. Senate. They know Dr. Beaulieu will focus on what matters most.
I'm Barbara Beaulieu. Especially right now with this virus, we need leaders willing to put political differences aside and just make health care more affordable.
Paid for by Beaulieu for Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, and it looks like we're definitely going to see some warmer temperatures out there with winds out of the south-southwest. It looks like we'll see highs across the central parts of the Midwest anywhere in the 70s and into the 80s. We have a dry cold front that's going to push through as we head into Wednesday night. It looks like maybe just a few degrees cooler as we head towards the end of the week. Otherwise, dry weather so far as we head into the weekend. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, warmer temperatures. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear at 53. As we enter Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies in the mid-80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October 72, recent record high 89 in 1997. The average low 49, record low of 28 set in 1991. Sunset this evening 6:59, sunrise in the morning 7:28.
Some call it Herman bread or Amish friendship cake. We call it the cake that keeps on giving. A closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 6th, the 280th day of the year. Inventor and industrialist George Westinghouse was born on this day in 1846, and America's first recorded train robbery was on this day in 1866 near Seymour, Indiana. Here's an old-time tradition that's seeing renewed interest, the friendship cake. The idea is to begin with a starter or leavening agent, part of which is used to make breads or cakes. The remainder of the starter is given to friends, along with a recipe and instructions. It's sort of like an edible chain letter. If you plan on giving friendship cake for the holidays, better get started now. The nurturing process can take anywhere from 30 to 50 days. If you do it right, though, it's well worth the effort. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for recipe ideas? Find them online at almanac.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman had short touchdown catches. The Kansas City defense shut down a Patriots offense missing quarterback Cam Newton, and the Chiefs beat New England 26-10 in a game postponed by positive COVID-19 tests on each team. The matchup between the Patriots and the Super Bowl champs was supposed to be Sunday, but it was put on pause when New England confirmed a player, later revealed to be Newton, tested positive for COVID-19. Chiefs practice squad quarterback Jordan Tamu also tested positive, forcing the NFL to postpone the game. The Chiefs led just 6-3 at halftime before pulling away over the final two quarters. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is warning the league's 32 teams of penalties, including potential forfeits of games, for violations of COVID-19 protocols that force changes in the schedule. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll
will give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All four rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Wildcat Nation, K-State coach Chris Klieman agreed to a contract extension through the 2026 season yesterday that includes additional incentives and retention bonuses, despite a pandemic that forced the university to announce plans earlier this year to furlough up to 1,500 faculty and staff. Klieman will be paid base salaries of $3.1 million next season, $3.5 million in 2022, $4 million in 23, $4.3 million each year from 2024 to 2026. There are also retention bonuses, the use of a private plane for up to 8 hours, and a one-year extension at $4.3 million each year for winning 8 games in a season. Speaking of Kansas State, they're set to take on the TCU Horned Frogs this Saturday, kickoff at 3 p.m. Former Florida State coach Bobby Bowden has tested positive for coronavirus. The 90-year-old Bowden returned from a hospitalization home last week and was informed he had tested positive. Mid-America Network Sports.
Ribs or burn-ins? Burn-ins or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
In Kansas, we respect the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding gun owners. It's part of our culture and our heritage. But Barbara Bollier does not share that respect. In the state Senate, Bollier wrote a bill to allow a simple judicial order to seize any person's guns. Then the burden of proof would be on that person to prove they're not dangerous in order to get their lawful firearms back. That's extreme. No surprise, Bollier is also extreme on abortion, supporting abortion after 21 weeks when the baby has fingers and toes. Working to pass laws to allow late-term abortion and to take away the guns of gun owners, Barbara Bollier has clearly shown she's way too extreme for Kansas. Say no to Barbara Bollier. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The Irish Creek Wind Farm is positive development for our community. Aletha Perry speaks of the benefits include economic growth opportunities.
It is going to allow our community to grow economically. It's going to bring us new business. The ones that are installing the wind farms, they're going to be wanting to buy gas and groceries and supplies. They're going to need places to stay. Our children are going to benefit from the better pay for their teachers.
Aletha Perry is among supporters of the Irish Creek Wind Farm.
I am proud to speak up for the majority of folks in the Frankfort community who support economic growth and the Irish Creek Wind Project. I am proud to speak for new opportunities for our community, our children, and our future.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. It's apple season. Take advantage of the wide variety and availability by storing some of these nutritious fruits to enjoy for months to come. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Some apples like Lodi only last a few weeks, while Cortland, McIntosh, and Red Delicious last for 3 to 4 months or more. Use bruised, cut, or damaged fruit as soon as possible. Only store firm, blemish-free apples. Use larger ones first, as their quality deteriorates faster than the smaller ones. Apples keep best when stored at temperatures between 40 and 30 or 32 degrees with 90% humidity. Most of us don't have spaces suitable for keeping large quantities of apples over a long period of time. You can extend the life of apples by storing them in perforated plastic bags in a cool refrigerator. This increases the humidity while allowing for air to flow through the holes. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
When we think of big-name musicians, we often think of them only in their role as an entertainer. We may not recognize them in another line of work. That's what happened to one of the biggest names in the 1950s when he went with his family to lay tile. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Tim Collins has a thriving business in Lubbock, Texas, the hometown of Buddy Holly. The two families have an interesting connection.
I've spent 36 years in the ceramic tile industry as a commercial contractor, and Buddy's family, particularly his brothers, were involved in the ceramic tile industry.
It was Buddy Holly's oldest brother, Larry, who operated a tile business in this city for many years. A man who was Tim's competitor in business, yet someone who helped him learn and build his own trade.
Of course, Larry takes credit for teaching Buddy to play. Larry takes credit for buying Buddy's first Stratocaster and things like that. And I'm sure most of that is really true. But Larry was a great mentor for me.
Larry Holly shared many stories with Tim. One of his favorites was when the Hollies were returning from a tile job away from the city.
He said they were coming back from a job one day and coming in late at night, and Buddy was asleep in the back of the pickup. And he and his dad got out to get a cup of coffee.
Inside the coffee shop, some girls were listening to Buddy Holly songs on the jukebox.
And Larry said to the girls, "Buddy's right out there. If you want to meet him, I can bring him in." "Oh, he's not out there." He said, "Yeah, just wait." So he goes and wakes Buddy up, gets him out of the pickup, brings him in. "Look, girls, this is Buddy Holly." And the girls said, "It's not Buddy." And he just threw his hands up, and Buddy walks back to the pickup and gets back in to go back to sleep because they didn't recognize who he was, I guess, without his glasses.
One of Tim's greatest joys in life has been working with the Holly family and the citizens of West Texas to develop a place that is not only a tribute to Buddy, but a place that will inspire others in music and the arts. The story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
The best things you can do for your garden this fall is to add organic material. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can till it in or let it decompose on top of the soil as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live." Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live."
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
You don't need a composter to add beneficial compost to the garden. Pile on a few inches of raw material and either till it in or let it sit on top of the soil, and it'll be broken down by spring. Organic matter improves tilth, aeration, and how quickly the soil takes up water. In sandy soils, it acts like a sponge, holding on to water and nutrients. Ward Upham is a horticulturist at Kansas State University. He says the first thing that comes to mind is tree leaves.
What I normally recommend is that people use a mower with a bagger and run those over because it kind of shreds them up so that they break down more easily in the garden. Just spread those maybe in about a 3-inch layer and then work those in. Do that as many times as you can before it gets too cold to do that. So probably about every 2 weeks or so, get another 3-inch layer and work it in. By spring, that's going to be all broken down and it will really help that soil.
There is a wide variety of material that can be added now, including dried manure, straw, and kitchen vegetable trimmings. Grass clippings are also beneficial, unless they've been sprayed with a crabgrass killer. Crabgrass preventers are fine, but killers are not, because they can carry over and harm the garden next year. Upham says there are a few other things to avoid.
The things that you would keep out of compost would be the same types of things you keep out of a garden, like animal fats or anything else that wildlife would dig up. Also, people are often tempted to add sand to a clay soil. That is not a good idea. And the reason for that is you've got a clay soil, you mix in sand, and what you've essentially done is make concrete.
Learn more about putting organic material on the garden this fall at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God. Through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul. How great thou art, how great thou art. when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my song, I Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my song.
Budget sounds a lot like diet. It sounds pretty rigid and not much fun. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, I prefer the term spending strategy. It's much more positive, and it's a great step to being a good steward of the resources God has provided. So what goes in a spending strategy? Well, of course, there's the necessities like food and housing, car payment, other fixed expenses. And you want to have a space for a little fun money, too. Then there's what you should spend on savings. Take some of what you're making today and save it for the future. And last but certainly not least is what you want to share with others. This is your generosity spending. If you're not sure what should go in each category, find a financial professional who understands how your finances and your faith are connected. If budget sounds intimidating, think of it instead as a spending strategy and get to work on one today. You'll find more financial clarity that way and more meaning and gratitude in life, too.
Obesity in America and how and why we should address it today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
42% of the adults in the United States are considered obese. Globally, obesity affects 2 billion persons. It's responsible for 150 million deaths a year. Those facts come from Dr. William Dietz of George Washington University, director of the Stop Obesity Alliance.
Certainly, the reliance on ultra-processed foods is a contributor. The inactivity caused by the lockdown is another important contributor. On the other hand, we also know that there's rising food insecurity in many communities, and food insecurity has been associated with obesity.
Obesity was a problem long before the pandemic, though, says Dietz. The figures have been climbing over the past 50 years in both adults and children. Improved diets is a key way to address the problem, says Dietz. A tough thing to do for many people, he says, but not impossible.
The kinds of things that mediate satiety, that is a sense of fullness. The most important thing is volume. So satiety, or how full you feel, is regulated by volume. So fruits and vegetables are very filling. So are whole grains. And so is a good source of lean protein.
For more information, do an online search for Stop Obesity Alliance. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance salutes the local Seneca firefighters and emergency medical personnel. From Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks, no job too big or small.
Hello and good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Agriculture and other sectors wait anxiously this week as the administration and Hill Democrats struggle to close a pre-election deal on further pandemic relief. Fresh off a major legislative win to replenish the $30 billion in the Commodity Credit Corporation for Farm Bill programs and virus relief, agriculture was pushing for a last-minute comprehensive deal ahead of the election. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley is remaining optimistic.
I think there's a desire by both sides to make sure those that have fallen on particularly hard times or have a lifeline, just a question of what that ends up looking like.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin were working to close a $700 billion gap and differences over a child tax credit, aid to states and cities, and enhanced jobless benefits. House Democrats last week with 18 breaking ranks, among them Ag Chair Colin Peterson, passed a $2.2 trillion in aid to help for meat processors and restaurants, biofuels, farmer stress programs, and school nutrition. Peterson argued that the bill had no chance of passing in the Senate. Farm Bureau's Walmsley says pressure continues to build.
It's hot negotiations in Washington, so anything's possible. But as the time drags on, days drag on, the desire to get a deal, I think, only grows more rampant.
Pelosi herself is under pressure from Democrats in swing districts to get a deal done before Election Day, but faces resistance from deficit-conscious Republicans in the Senate. While President Trump, now fighting the coronavirus himself, has tweeted strong support for the deal. Now, in other news, just briefly, oil prices lost significant ground last week over concerns about rising COVID-19 cases, including President Trump testing positive for the virus. A barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude oil closed last week at nearly $37 per barrel, a drop from $40 last Monday. Sam's Bank, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer selling on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualified. All four rebates to dealer. Offers expire.
We know what it's like in rural communities to be left behind by the politicians, especially when it comes to health care. Let me tell you about Barbara Boyer, who is running for U.S. Senate. First, she's a medical doctor. She worked for years in the operating room. She knows firsthand that health care is just too unaffordable for families, especially around here. That's why she ran for office in the first place, serving in the State House and Senate in Topeka. Now she's leading the fight to keep rural hospitals open and strong. She supports expanding Medicaid. And Dr. Boyer wrote legislation to end surprise medical billing. Making health care more affordable would be her top focus in the U.S. Senate. She'd work with both parties to do it.
I'm Barbara Boyer, candidate for U.S. Senate. I approve this message because when it comes to rural health care, the politicians need to stop the games and simply work together to make it more affordable.
Paid for by Boyer for Kansas.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. New technology being developed at Kansas State University, capitalizing on the power of artificial intelligence to build a database of facial recognition technology for the cattle industry. Like humans, each cow has a set of unique facial features that modern technology can scan, later use to track the animal throughout its life. According to K-State Extension beef cattle specialist Casey Olson, they've developed the idea, the technology, based on the geometry of the human face. It uses intricate biometric measurements to put a permanent identification on a person and is capable of nearly 100% accuracy. Olson and a group of K-State experts in computer engineering, veterinary medicine, and animal science began discussing how to apply the technology to cattle last fall. Initially, the group made a short video about 1,000 feeder cattle that were restrained in a chute, taking a panoramic view of each calf's head. From those videos, computer engineers parsed individual images, then uploaded it to a neural network. Once those pictures were loaded, the system teaches itself which one of the biometric measurements is critical. The K-State team recently tested the reliability of the network, feeding images of cattle already in the system and some that had not yet been entered, and Olson said it was accurate 94% of the time. K-State is working with a Kansas City-based company, Black Hereford Holdings, to build a smartphone app called Cattle Tracks, which will allow producers to submit pictures of their cattle. That app is due to be released soon, though its full capacity is not likely to be in place for several months. And in case you missed it, late last week, the House passed another COVID economic relief package, the HEROES Act 2, which would provide up to $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief and included some provisions for the renewable fuels industry. If it would become law, the renewable fuel reimbursement program would provide 45 cents a gallon for qualified fuel producers with things that were produced from January 1st through May 1st. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about some pretty good numbers for corn and soybean exports in the coming year. I'll share those numbers after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The first shipments of corn and soybeans are already pointing to a pretty good export year for the year that started the 1st of September. The new U.S. corn and soybean marketing year, just a month old, and the progress toward meeting big annual export targets more advanced than normal in terms of sales, and that's largely due to strong demand from China. U.S. corn and soybean export bookings stand at record levels for this early stage. That bodes well for the expectation that 2021 shipments will rebound sharply from the dismal levels of the last export year. Almost half of the combined 2021 corn and soybean sales are to China. Although when you take the Chinese and unknown buyers from the mix, the situation is more impressive for soybeans than corn. But as of September 24th, the United States had sold a combined 62.8 million tons. That's 2.4 billion bushels of corn and soybeans for export by the end of August 2021. And that's 37% larger than the previous record for that date, which was set back in 2016. Sales of corn and soybeans by September 24th were also at record levels individually, and the biggest compared with past years is the 10 million tons of corn sold to China. That's some 40% of all corn bookings. The Asian country had previously purchased at most 3.4 million tons by that date, and that happened back in 2013. China accounted for 54% of all 2021 soybean commitments as of late September. That is above the 15-17